Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Mark chapter 10, verses 23 to 27. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words. But Jesus said again, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were even more amazed and said to each other, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "With man this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God." You need money. There's no way around it. You need a job to make money. You need to perform at your job to keep receiving money. You need to plan and budget to manage your money. And you need to work with your spouse and family to communicate how to spend your money. You can't live without money. So why does Jesus say that being rich is so dangerous? Doesn't he understand that we need to pay our bills? Why does he say that having a lot of money could keep us from entering the kingdom of God? Wouldn't life be easier if we just had more money? Not necessarily. Money is a good thing, but money becomes a bad thing when we make it our ultimate thing. Money can easily become our functional God. When we look to money to give us ultimate happiness, money has become our God. When we look to money to give us a sense of peace and security, money has become our God. When we give all our time and effort to making money, we are worshiping money like a God. We have all done this. At one time or another, we have looked to money to give us what only God can. If money has become our God, how then can we possibly be saved? Jesus said, "With man this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God." Jesus did the impossible. He left the riches of heaven to be a poor human. Through Jesus' death and resurrection, you, a poor human, have become spiritually rich. Trusting in Jesus as your Savior, you are a child of God, an heir of the King. Now, instead of worshiping your money, by God's grace, honor God with your money. God, my Father, thank you for providing all that I need for my body and life. God, the Son, thank you for giving me the riches of your grace and forgiveness. God, the Holy Spirit, lead me to treasure what is truly valuable in your eyes. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.